From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says he's pleased that Cuba is being represented for the first time at the Summit of the Americas. He spoke Friday to civil society leaders at the summit in Panama City.
I am proud to be with you at this first ever official gathering of civil society leaders at the Summit of the Americas. And I'm pleased to have Cuba represented with us at this summit for the very first time.
President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro greeted each other on Friday evening, two expected to meet more formally later today. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital, Sana'a. Rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. Meanwhile, the Red Cross and the UNICEF have made their first shipments of emergency medical aid to Yemen, where aid groups have warned of a dire humanitarian situation. Final stage of a historic election cycle in Nigeria begins today, with voters returning to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The concluding phase, just 2 weeks after President Goodluck Jonathan became Nigeria's first incumbent leader to lose re-election at the ballot box, 36 state governors are said to be among the most powerful politicians in Africa's top economy. Analysts are saying with so much at stake, candidates in the past have often played dirty, snatching ballot boxes, manipulating voter turnout, and engaging in thuggery and intimidation tactics. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has freed on bail a man who allegedly masterminded the 2008 attacks on the Indian port city of Mumbai that left 166 dead. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reporting.
Zakir Rahman luckily walked out of court Friday amidst clicks of cameras and shouts by photographers for people to move out of their way. He was flanked by police as his supporters waited anxiously outside. Lakhvi raised his hand in triumph and they shouted. Pakistan's government has been trying to keep him behind bars under different pretexts ever since he was first granted bail in the Mumbai attack case in December of last year. Lakhvi had been in jail since 2009 when he was first arrested for his alleged involvement in the Mumbai attacks. He's suspected to be the operations manager of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the banned outfit that is blamed for the carnage. Six others are still in jail. Aisha Tanseem, VOA News, Islamabad.
Here in the U.S., a Topeka, Kansas man has been charged in federal court with attempting to detonate a car bomb at a military base as part of a plot to support Islamic State militants. 20-year-old John Booker was taken into custody Friday when he and undercover federal agents met near the military base to try to arm what he did not realize was an inert bomb. Barry Grissom is with the U.S. Justice Department.
Over a period of months, he began doing and taking actions that were more than just mere talking. He started to carry out plans and taking steps necessary to put the bomb together and ultimately to deliver it for destruction.
If convicted, Booker could face a maximum penalty of life in prison. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will brief a skeptical Congress next week on a framework nuclear deal with Iran. Senators from both sides of the political spectrum are working to gain enough votes for a bill that would give Congress the opportunity to approve or reject sanctions relief in that deal. Iranian leaders said this week that sanctions against Iran should be lifted on the first day that any deal is implemented. U.S. government and many of its allies believe Iran's nuclear program is aimed at producing a weapon, despite Iran's insistence that the program is for civilian energy purposes. U.S. media reporting that Hillary Clinton will formally announce Sunday her intention to run for president of the United States in the 2016 election. Former Secretary of State will announce her campaign for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in an online video posted on social media, according to sources familiar with her plans. They said she will then make stops in key early voting states, including Iowa and New Hampshire. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.